A debate over arena costs turned ugly between Powassan Mayor Peter McIsaac and Deputy Mayor Randy Hall, with McIsaac taking exception to Hall being critical of staff and Hall raising his voice over the mayor and accusing him of twisting the meaning of his words. At the root of the issue was Hall's attempts to get an independent committee of council to meet so it could find ways to bring down costs at the arenas and work those savings into the 2022 budget. Hall has been trying to figure out how the Trout Creek Community Center, the Powassan Sportsplex and Curling Club building next to it during 2019 and 2020 spent nearly $1.3 million more than they took in. Hall acknowledged some money went to pay a Sportsplex-related loan, but said on a weekly basis, the costs at the three facilities worked out to more than $12,200 a week. We could leave the windows open and heat on and we couldn't spend that much in a week, a frustrated Hall told council. Hall said he's been unable to find where the money was spent and added the only logical conclusion was it must have somehow gone toward municipal operations. I want to know where that money was spent, Hall said, adding the municipality could not afford to spend $12,000 a week on arenas when it was growing by leaps and bounds and would need money for heavy equipment purchases and infrastructure. Hall said the special committee was formed 8 months ago and yet there hasn't been a basic meeting. He told council he called the municipality's SOW to learn the status of the committee because, I began to believe that for some reason this committee was being delayed and that it was purposeful although I don't know why. The SOW told him, no one was trying to delay it, and attempts were underway to try to hold a meeting in January. That didn't sit well with Hall. He wants something more definitive and told council he didn't know who was making the decisions and that what was going on was unacceptable. Hall said it was his opinion committee members are being strung along and a letter of apology should be sent to them. He didn't trust anybody else but himself to send the information out because it's been 8 months since the committee was formed and it hadn't yet started working on identifying cost savings at the arenas. We had two different people who were responsible to get this thing up and running and both let it go, Hall said. Hall said if the committee is going to continue, he wants the authority to send out information and call the committee members together for a January 10th meeting. But Hall also warned that considering no constructive meetings have yet taken place, it is unlikely the committee will have arena recommendations for council in time for the 2022 budget. At this point, McIsaac objected to the councillor thinking a staff member was purposely delaying the committee's work. No, I did not say a staff member has done this on purpose, Hall said. You said someone has done this on purpose, McIsaac said. And you also said that you don't trust people. Powassan Council meetings are broadcast live through Facebook and available on playback. McIsaac challenged Hall to go back and watch the recording afterward. McIsaac told Hall he wrote down the councillor's comments as he was making them to ensure accuracy. As McIsaac continued to speak, Hall drowned out the mayor by raising his voice, pointed his finger at McIsaac and said, "You know, Mayor McIsaac, you really like to twist words." McIsaac stood by his position and said, as the head of the committee, Hall had the power to call the members together to hold a meeting and told him to call the meeting. You're in control of this, make sure it happens, McIsaac told Hall. I'm not in control of it, Hall said. You told me I wasn't in control of it when we were sitting here in the summer. You said I had to put everything through the SOW, which I was doing. But McIsaac said Hall was referring to another set of events which had nothing to do with the special committee. The mayor reaffirmed that Hall had the authority to call the members together for a meeting and repeated his objection to Hall blaming staff for the lack of progress with the committee's work. Staff watch these meetings and they take these comments very personally. McIsaac again urged Hall to call the meeting and to involve staff because the municipal employees have intimate knowledge of where and how money is spent. He also told Hall that each year the municipality's auditors go through every aspect of what it costs to run the arenas to ensure everything is done correctly. Hall noted he would call the meeting for next month but again warned that potential recommendations would not be created in time for the 2022 budget. In response, McIsaac said even if the town council couldn't use the information collected for the 2022 budget, the council of 2023 would be able to use the information for that year's budget.